Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together to meet in your name. We thank you for your word that comes to nourish us, to refresh us, and to fulfill us. So now we ask that you would open our ears and open our hearts to that word, that we may hear and receive what you are saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we are continuing our theme of an ordinary day with Jesus. And the subject of today's sermon is that of work. Imagine asking a clergyman to speak on the subject of work. But then I suppose I'm the only one amongst us who have actually had a recently full-time job. So I was told anyway. That's why I was given this subject. Ever since I started training for the ministry, I have been getting the comment, but sure, you only work one day a week anyway, and you only work for 1 or 2 hours at the most. To which I usually reply, yes, that may be true, but it takes 5 or 6 people to carry the money to me. When I first started to think of this topic of work, a certain song came to mind, not one that would be sung in church very often. It's by a famous American singer called Dolly Parton, and I'm not going to sing it. Just we might be working from 9 to 5, but we're not going to sing it. Work is something that has to be done. Whether we like it or not, for some it will be a real joy every morning to get up to know that you're preparing yourself for work. I've never found anyone like that, but looking forward to the day in the office or the outdoor work or whatever it may be. But for others, it is something that needs to be done. It is something that you have to go through until or in the hope that you find something more interesting or exciting to do. I worked for 20 odd years in the same company before I left it and started to train for the ordained ministry. It had its ups and downs. Some days were good and others, well, we'll just not mention those. For the vast majority of the time, I was a van driver, driving those vans up there and working in that store at the bottom of the corner. I was driving all over Ireland, both north and south. Days could have been long, sometimes starting at around 5 a.m. and maybe sometimes not finishing to nearly 10 p.m. Thankfully, they were the exception rather than the rule, but they did happen fairly often. And the worst thing about it was I never got paid overtime. Just got my flat rate of salary, no matter how many hours a day I worked, should it be 8 hours or 17 hours. Some people take work very seriously and are so conscientious that there is no fun. It is a time that has to be endured and certainly not enjoyed. It even ends up becoming very stressful. In other words, leave me alone, get me out of here. Then there are others who appear to have important, stressful jobs, who can cope with the pressures in a rather unique way by doing something that most people would not expect. Jeffrey. Oh, I'm getting this here. What door are you going out? I'll go out the other one. Did go up on YouTube. No matter what form it takes, everything we do is work. And every one of us is involved in it. For some of us, it will require us to be at a certain place at a certain time each day. And for others who are at present maybe not in paid employment or are retired, everything that we do during the day is work related. As we start to make our more in-depth look into the topic today, we find that we all have a role, and a very important role at that. Firstly, we work because we are made in the image of God. God is the ultimate creator. He made everything. We know that from the creation narrative in the book of Genesis, but we are also told it twice in the New Testament. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 3, we are told, "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." And then in Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, we read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, "For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him." That means he made you and me. He is our boss, for the want of a better word, and we should be working for him. Jesus in John chapter 5, verse 17 says the following words, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." So if God is working and Jesus is working, then what are we doing? Are we doing all that we can, or are we leaving it up to other people just to get on with it? When we work for God, our work will be a blessing. It will certainly not be a chore. It should be something that we enjoy. Certainly things might not run smoothly, but we can be certain that God is behind us, pushing us along. In the creation, God created everything, and it was good. Sin entered the world, and since then, greedy, selfish human beings have been destroying it bit by bit. There is more and more talk of doing whatever we can, even as a church, to help in a little way, to make things better. But as the slogan for Tesco's goes, every little helps. We have a lot more to do. Here in Beaver, we are trying different things as to how we as a church can become more involved and doing our bit in helping the environment. The Keep Cups are an example of not using disposable cups. We just use them over and over again, especially when going into a coffee shop. Secondly, we look at the beginning and ending of our days in Jesus' name. This does not mean that we only think about God the moment we wake up in the morning and the moment we go to sleep at night. In our gospel reading from Matthew, we have a section from the Sermon on the Mount. We have Jesus talking about our lives being the salt of the earth, and that as followers of Christ, we are like a city set on a hill so that it can be seen from miles around, just like my hometown of Rathfriland. In verse 16, we read, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see by your good deeds." Or another word used in some other translations is "works," and "praise your Father in heaven." You know, as Christians, we sometimes shy away from proclaiming the faith that we have. We are so concerned in case we might offend someone, or in case someone has different views. That never stopped Jesus, and it shouldn't stop us. But the thing to remember is that everything Jesus said, he said it in love. People are watching us every moment of the day. When you're out and about, should that be at work or shopping? So we need to be careful. But we need to be strong. After all, Jesus gave his very life for us. So the least we can do is to stand firm in the faith that we believe in him. During the day, we need strength, even just to do the basics in life, but also to live the Christian life. The Christian is never off duty. We are like that city set on a hill, supposed to be a shining light of God's glory to a world that is turning away from him very quickly. After this sermon, we will be singing the second verse of the collection hymn as a response, and it goes like this. Lord of all eagerness, Lord of all faith, whose strong hands were skilled at the plane and the lathe, be there at our labours, and to give us, we pray, your strength in our hearts, Lord, at the noon of the day. If we commit our whole day to him, not just acknowledging him in the morning and evening, then God will guide us and help us through each day. We will come across situations that we are not expecting, and I'm talking from experience. Plans for a particular day have not always worked out the way that we would expect. There are many times when things happen, and when we sit back and study everything, we can see the hand of God at work in that situation. Thirdly, if we are to be of any benefit in our work, we need to take time off. Let's be perfectly honest. We all love to get a day off so that we can relax and recharge our batteries, as if it were. No matter who we are, everyone needs to take a break. Sometimes we think as if we are machines and try to go on forever. But then our bodies tell us something different. Paul, in his writings to the church in Corinth, tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your whole body." So how do we do that? We set aside a day in the week to come and worship him. That is why you are here today. Today we come to church as a family, to meet together, to build each other up, and also to offer words of comfort and encouragement. We are meeting around this table to share in the Christian family meal with each other. What a joy and a privilege to do so. We are called to this table to do what Christ commanded us to do. Today we break bread, drink from the cup, as Jesus commanded us to do this in remembrance of him. Having a rest is not something that has been dreamt up. Back in the creation story, we have God working for 6 days, and then on the seventh, he rested. If God needed to rest, it is our duty to rest as well. Some people complain or make the comment that the clergy are people that are working on a Sunday. But to be honest, being a clergyman is not really a job. It is a vocation. I am here as an encourager for each of you to travel alongside you in the happy and sad times, but also to help build you up as you are to me. Fourthly, we will look at the epistle reading from the book of James. Faith is a very important thing to have. In fact, it is a requirement along that first step to eternal life. Unless we believe in Jesus as our Savior, then all life will be in vain. But faith needs to be accompanied by good works. Anyone can do good works to be seen as righteous. While that may be beneficial to the people around us, it will do nothing for ourselves. In James chapter 2, verse 17, we read, "In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accomplished by action, is dead." If we have true faith, we will want to do good works. It will be present in our lives, and we ought to be proclaiming it at every opportunity we get. When we accept Christ into our lives and are born again, that should be a cause for great joy. Just think of what happens when a new baby is born into a family. Everyone is so excited. That excitement and joy should be multiplied many times over when someone steps out in faith and are born again. This then gives us the opening to go and do good works for God. The devil himself has faith in God, but certainly does not do good works. So as Christians who have faith, it is also our requirement to go and do something good. This might present itself in many different forms, and especially when we are at work, where we might be there 8 to 10 hours a day. Work is something God has called us to do. It is for practical support, but also it is to be for Him. From morning to night, we as Christians should be working hard for Him, encouraging others to join with us. Just think of all the different things that people could get involved in here in Beaver. And most of them very conveniently seem to involve food, which is always a good thing. So you would not only be feeding your physical body, you will be feeding your spiritual body. While work, and I mean anything that we do during the day, is very important in day-to-day life, working for God is much more important and definitely much more rewarding. I, for one, really want to get the personal recommendation from God, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It is a challenge for each of us, and it is up to you personally. No one else can do it for you if you accept to work for Christ or not.
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.